Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Today's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. On today's show, our guest is Kelly Stewart with The Master Craftsman, her newest book that's out now. Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me all about The Master Craftsman?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, I was sort of batting around what my idea was going to be for my next book. And I came across this article that I just randomly clicked on. It was about a crown that someone in one of the British royal weddings was wearing. And it was an old Romanov crown. And buried inside of this article was this little paragraph about Peter Carl Fabergé and the Fabergé Easter eggs. And it made mention that in the Russian Revolution, all of these eggs that he created went missing. Mm-hmm. And most of them have been recovered, but there's anywhere from 6 to 8 that are still missing. And the most recent one that was found in 2015 by a scrap metal dealer in the Midwest who bought it at an auction for $14,000, thinking it was just a hunk of metal. He was just going to melt it down and sell it. And as he was polishing it up and noticing some of the stamps, realized he had something a little more valuable on his hands, and it was one of the missing Fabergé eggs. And he sold it to a museum for $33 million. And so I thought that was like such an interesting story. And so that sort of sparked this idea of, well, there's more that are still missing, and where are they? Uh-huh. And so that was just the genesis of the idea for The Master Craftsman. It became this sort of dual timeline Easter egg hunt where we're looking for a missing Fabergé egg. And in the past, we're kind of following Peter Carl Fabergé and his arc, while in the present tense storyline, there's someone searching for this missing egg. So it was a really fun story to write.
I have been to a Fabergé exhibit probably in 2015, blown away by the craftsmanship of those mm-hmm. eggs. Absolutely amazing. So I recommend anybody, if you ever get to go see those, do it. It's once in a lifetime kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. So what was your inspo for the story other than this article that kind of sparked that?
Well, I love Russian and Ukrainian history. And so all of my books have been set or had characters from that part of the world. And so I'm always just sort of, reading and looking like, what are the stories that haven't been told yet, that uh-huh. haven't come out of that region yet? And so this one really was, I wanted to challenge myself. It was a little bit of a different style of writing than I had done before. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting. I thought, well, we all know what Fabergé eggs are. Mm-hmm. We all know who the Romanovs are, but, just the history behind the eggs and Peter Carl Fabergé was a very fascinating person. He was super innovative. He employed a lot of women in his company and paid them really well, elevated them within the company. So it was just really fun to kind of deep dive into who he was as a person. Mm-hmm.
So, you have, Peter Fabergé as one of your characters. And so you're doing a dual timeline. Are you able to tell us something about your other character in the present tense?
Yeah. So Ava Lane is sort of the main character in the present tense, and she's the daughter of a renowned treasure hunter, Nick Lane, who is on his deathbed, and they've been estranged. He was, not a present father, and mm-hmm. Sort of his last hunt is her way. She goes on it for him, and this is her way of trying to get to know the father that she never really knew. And so, we follow just that kind of arc to that family relationship and dynamic as she's trying to fulfill this final hunt on behalf of her father. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I read that you are fluent in Russian. How did your love of the Russian culture come about?
Well, I went on a mission trip in my sophomore year of high school to Minsk, Belarus, and to Russia, and just quickly really fell in love with the language. And then the next year I went to Ukraine, I went to Kyiv, And I just fell in love with Ukraine. And so I went back my senior year, and then I decided to minor in the Russian language. And I actually studied Russian in Ukraine, which, you know, it's all in the news right now. So it's very interesting. You know, now people are understanding why Ukrainians speak Russian, why I might have been able to go to Ukraine to learn Russian. I'm actually working on teaching myself Ukrainian now as well, because I feel like I need to know both languages. But this was in the 90s, and Russian was still the common language in Ukraine. So I lived in Ukraine and studied there, and just fell in love with the people and the country and the culture, and ended up going back and doing research for my first novel. And so I don't know, it was just always kind of inside me that I just really loved that part of the world and their history and language and everything.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a gift for languages. That was one of the things I don't think God gave me, but I'm always so envious of people who can do that and flow so freely between the two. What do you want the reader to take away from this novel when they, you know, hit the end, that last chapter, and close the book? What do you want them to take away?
Well, it's interesting, when my answer is different to that now, mm-hmm. after this past month, than it would have been a month ago. You know, a month ago, I would have said, I hope that the reader just enjoyed a fun story and a treasure hunt. But now, with everything going on between Russia and Ukraine, I really hope that people get a little bit of a glimpse into pre-Soviet Russia. I mean, the backstory takes you all the way up to the Russian Revolution, and it really gives some context for what happened, why that Russian Revolution happened, why the people rose up. And ultimately, you know, under Vladimir Lenin, they overthrew the Tsar and his family. And you know, Peter Carl Fabergé lost everything when that happened. And so it really gives some context for what's happening today, what the Russian people are experiencing today. And so I hope that after reading it, that people will have maybe just a little bit of an understanding of the background of Russia and the catalyst that created the Soviet Union, which created Vladimir Putin.
Right. So, yep. I want to hear what's up next for you. When can we expect the next book? And what are you even allowed to tell us what you're working on?
Well, it's funny. So this past year, I released 3 books. This is my third book. And so I'm very tired. and then I also, I worked on a movie, and I filmed a movie, and I've been working on a couple of screenplays. And so, that's what I've been doing. So I'm working on I'm collaborating on another project with a friend that's like a screenplay/novel. And then I've got an idea for what I want my next book to be, but I just need to like sit and simmer for a little bit. So it'll probably be a little while before the next book comes out. Yeah. But I've got a few projects in the works. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So is it one of your books that has been turned into a movie, or is this a screenplay that you've done?
It was a screenplay that a friend wrote that I connected on. And then I was cast in one of the supporting roles. So we filmed it last year. So it should hopefully be releasing sometime this summer. It's called The Author. So it's very apropos.
Okay. Love it. That is so exciting. Kelly, thank you so much for spending some time with us today at Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. And everyone, the book is out now. Make sure to go and buy it. Shop local if you can. And Kelly, best of luck, and we can't wait to see you in the movie and pick up this book and see what's next for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.